The School of Art Gallery is the place to see free cutting-edge exhibitions and exciting arts programming at the University of Manitoba. Our current exhibition, Women at War, is on now until April 27th. This exhibition, with both the Washington Post and Frieze magazine ranked among their top 10 of the year, features works by some of Ukraine's most celebrated contemporary women artists, providing context for the current war. We are pleased to be the first Canadian venue to host this timely and potent exhibition, created by Monica Fabianska and produced by the Fridman Gallery, New York, in collaboration with Voloshin Gallery, Kyiv. Visit the School of Art Gallery, open Monday to Friday on the main floor of the Art Lab, 180 Defoe Road. We look forward to seeing you. Live music is back at the Fort Garry Hotel. Jazz Winnipeg is pleased to bring weekly live jazz back to the city with Sunday evening jazz concerts in the historic Fort Garry Club Room. Join us each week for intimate performances with some of the most accomplished local and Canadian players. Tickets priced at $18 plus fees in advance or $20 at the door. Music starts at 7 p.m. and full show details and advance tickets are available at jazzwinnipeg.com. Jazz at the Fort Garry is proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
You're listening to CJUM broadcasting FM 101.5 from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
She likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head. about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
Wears a mask in the pouring rain. shaves another customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for a trim. Then the fireman pushes in from the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ear and in my eye. Beneath the blue suburban skies, I say.
Everybody.
Never realized how high pitched that is.
Yep.
Until you got headphones on.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Welcome.
Hi, Hunter.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah.
Today's... How are you, Penny Lane?
I'm good.
That's right.
Today's a special day.
It is.
It is your fifth anniversary on the air.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's also our fifth anniversary.
It is our fifth anniversary. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
How those two things coincide.
Right.
Hmm.
I was not taken by... I was taken by my own free will, brought here
he was.
5 years ago.
I didn't club him. I didn't
nope, there
drag
was no
him by
gun
his
or
ear.
Knife to my head.
Nope.
Just, you know,
just good times.
Just good
the
times.
Promise of good times.
Yeah, and it has been.
It has been.
Yep.
Yeah, you're awesome. Right, Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he's agreeing to. So, it's we'll tell the story later because it's kind of silly.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, we met on Tinder.
Yeah.
We don't talk much about, like,
no.
When I think about, like, the 5 years we've, people know we're a couple, but we don't really talk about it on air.
No.
No, hey? We're going today. We're going to tell
we're
you the tale.
Tell you a little story.
It's kind of funny. It's kind of, it's not that exciting, people.
No, it's
just
not.
Cute.
It's just, yeah.
So, you did the set list for
yes.
today. Tell me about it.
It's all about us and myself and just the,
yeah, the last 5 years.
Last 5 years, pretty much.
I like it.
Yeah.
So, walk me through.
White Stripes, we were going to be friends.
The White Stripes.
I never actually heard this song until like a few years ago. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. When that album came out, I was like all over. I loved that album.
Well, see, me, everything was from White Stripes was Seven Nation Army and
Onward. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So. Well, yeah, because that came out mid-2000s,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were listening to other stuff at the time. But this was like my jam, this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
When that garage rock revival was happening, I was like, I was salivating. I was so happy. But and you love them now.
Yeah. They're amazing.
They are.
Yeah.
And then next.
Crosby, Stills, Nash with Young.
With Young.
Our house.
Yeah.
Because we got a house a couple of years ago.
We did get a house. This is our second residence together.
Yes.
We moved into a really cool looking apartment, but. It was a trial. It was a trial. Not a trial as in like, oh my God, it was terrible. It was like, let's
it
see.
It worked, but the location.
The location didn't work so well. I think we both knew going in it was going to work anyway.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
But it was like, you know, let's just get an apartment. Let's not jump the gun. We'll get a place together. It'll be both of our place. It's not somebody moving into the other's space. I'm using air quotes here. Space, right? Like you, I think no matter how much you welcome somebody into a space that you've previously like.
It's like, it's yours.
It's yours, right?
Yeah.
It's hard. So I'm glad that we did it that way.
Yeah.
Found a place together that we both, well, I really loved it. I kind of was like, I want this one.
And you know what? If she really likes it, you go for it.
Yep. Happy girlfriend, happy life.
That's right.
And yeah, we like you said, we just bought a house. We're celebrating our like year and a half in the house.
Yep.
I like it.
It's very nice.
I've never had a home. You've had a home previously, a house. I've had homes. But this is my first homeowner experience.
Yes.
Our backyard is an ice rink right now.
It is.
It's terrible. But, and then we finished off with Penny
That's
Lane.
Yeah. Your favorite band.
It's your song.
It's my song.
It's your song. It's yeah.
my favorite band. Yeah. So now every time for the end of time, you're going to hear that song.
Yep. And you're going to think of you.
You're going to think of me.
Damn right, I will.
It's not a bad thing.
No.
For now. I mean, there might be days when you're like, oh, God,
I hate that song. Stop playing Penny Lane.
Right? But for now, it's okay.
Yeah.
So let's continue on.
Yeah. Let's go to the band that I introduced
I was just going to say, this is the one. Like, I always knew of the Talking Heads, but not it's so funny too, because people here at the Talking Heads are like a music appreciators band, or like a musicians band, or an artist band, right? And everybody here at the station was always talking about the Talking Heads, and I knew a song or two, and the song or two I didn't know, I freaking hated. So when you came along and was buying all these Talking Head records, I was like, okay, maybe there's something here.
There is.
God, I love this song.
Here's This Must Be the Place. Naive Melody.
So good.
By the Talking Heads. Thank you.
'cause I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. If a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a ten-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take tonight, take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. And in the dark and underpass, I thought, oh God, my chance has come at last. But then a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out. Take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one, Lord, alone. Oh, I haven't got one.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as. A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as. John Scott Brewer's group, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise.
All the people.
When I want, except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day, safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it.
All the people, so many people, they all go hand in hand, hand in hand through their hard life. Hard life, hard life, hard life, hard life.
It's got nothing to do with your four-sprung dirge technique, you know.
Hard life.
And it's not about you joggers who go round.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a laugh. Yeah, and the chip stains of grease will come out in the bath.
We will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control, and with nowhere left to go. You are amazed that they exist, and they burn so bright whilst you can only wonder why. Or rent a flat above a shop, cut your hair and get a job. I smoke some fags and play some pool, pretend you never went to school. I still feel
like every so often I'm reminded of how amazing that song is, and that's one of those moments.
Yep, rhyming I with
pretty
I.
Good.
As what did you say, Hunter? He's a
lyrical genius.
A lyrical genius. I with I. Yeah, they're two different eyes,
right? But they sound the same.
But they sound the same.
Yes,
but Jarvis Cocker could get away with it. Yes, it's Jarvis Cocker. Need I say more?
His name is
Cocker.
Yeah.
Great name.
Right. Welcome to Punks and Parkus.
Yes.
101.5
UMFM.
It's
my fifth anniversary.
It's your
here.
Fifth anniversary.
It's
in the
our
air.
Fifth anniversary.
Ooh,
together.
Our fifth anniversary together.
And this is one big hoopla.
Hoopla of stuff.
It's a hoopapalooza of stuff.
So you made this set list to kind of reflect like your experiences over the past 5 years.
Yes.
I'm digging it. So we started that set off with Talking Heads.
Yeah.
This Must Be the Place, too. I'm like, I hear that song and it chokes me up. It's so good. So
yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. After that was Smiths.
Yeah.
So why the Smiths?
Because we saw Morrissey.
We did see Morrissey. Yeah. So should we tell the story of, oh no, let's go through this. So yeah. The Smiths, yeah, there's a light that never goes out. Park Life. Blur.
Blur, Park Life. You introduced me to Quadrophenia. And
right, I did.
The gentleman doing the speaking through Park Life is
Phil Daniels, yeah. Who played the lead in Quadrophenia.
Yes.
And you didn't mind that movie.
I didn't mind. It was pretty good.
It's actually pretty good. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's a great movie. I love it. And then
finish
Pulp.
It all off with Pulp.
Common people. So why Pulp?
Because I like it.
You knew them before you met me.
A little bit, but not so much to listen to their music. I think I started listening to it before we met.
Probably, yeah, that period right before. That makes sense. That makes sense. And I mean, I was dancing at the old Chaos Chameleon to that song when it first came out.
And then I bought the record. I didn't realize I bought it for like 2 months. And then I found it in my collection.
I was like, damn it. When did you buy that?
I'm like, I don't know.
Typical, right? Because we have how many records? It's just easy to forget.
You have too many. You just forget.
Like, we have too many. You're right, Hunter.
You can't.
Yeah,
I've
looked through them sometimes when I'm alone trying to like, I don't know, if
decide
I want
to
listen to something.
Wear.
And I'm like, you have too much.
I know. It's terrible. You have to play. We play this game, right? You should play the game where you count like how many. We have the Calax or whatever they're called from my is. Everybody has them. So what we'll do is we'll count out the bins, like the square cubes. And then so, you know, say we'll take cube
four,
20 records in. Yeah. And that's the record you have to listen to.
Yes.
Regardless of what it is.
Even if it's Boxcar Willie.
You're listening to Boxcar Willie.
Yep.
So you should try that, Hunter.
Yes. Mm.
You might find like some fun kind of, just pick two numbers.
Yeah, two random numbers.
So, 5th anniversary.
Yep.
It's been a fantastic 5 years, and I'm excited for many more.
The next 5 years, and the next 5 years.
And then the next, and the next, and the next, because I've chained him into the basement. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, the only time I get out is Thursdays.
It's Thursdays, and to go to work, because yeah, you got to, you know. Life's expensive.
But even that, I got like a tracking device on my ankle, you know. Just
you're not supposed to say that out loud. It makes me sound terrible. So we're going to tell a story of how we started dating, I guess. You've heard this, Hunter, right?
Yeah,
you know. So from my perspective, I used to play drunk Tinder. So I've had some crappy experiences dating. After I was in a long-term relationship, and then I just had some crappy experiences dating. I had a couple of relationships that, you know, were longer, but not a year, you know, kind of, it was just crappy. And I got to this point in my life where I was like, I'm kind of done. Like, you know what? The dating scene's crap. I had just had a very traumatic year. I lost both my parents. And I was like, you know what? Not a good time. Yeah. Not a good time. I got to work on me. So my best friend, Erin, would come over. We'd get drunk. And she's like, yeah, let's go on Tinder. Let's drunk Tinder and see what's out there. And we, you know, this guy's got a fish. This guy's kind of cute. And honestly, I don't even remember swiping on your profile. Like, that's how drunk I was. I'm sorry to say. So, and I think the next morning I got a message from you. And I was actually going to probably uninstall the app in the next day or two. Because I was like, I'm done. I got a message and I was like, oh yeah, last night Tinder. So I opened it up and I was like, oh, he's kind of cute. Look at your profile. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to message you back. And we just started texting.
Yep.
Now, your perspective is oddly similar.
Very similar.
Which
I
is
was kind
so
of on this,
weird.
Just, you know, a lot of ups and downs. Yeah. And then I got to the point where it's like, oh, you know what? I think I'm just going to
work on myself.
Work on myself. So my drunk thing was a little different, though, because it was like drunk buying a ticket to Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, well, and then you spend money as opposed to I just do dumb things. So,
and then I like see this, I'm like, oh, she's just kind of cute. Very similar interests. Yeah, let's try this and see where this goes. And look where it goes.
And look where it went.
Well, it goes to a meeting at the Forks for coffee, and then straight here right after.
Which is funny because I
dragged you here.
Because I was smart. I was like, told my best friend, I'm like, yeah, that guy, I'm gonna go on a date with him. She's like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, in case he's a weirdo or in case like there's just, you know, sometimes you meet somebody and the vibe is just like weird. It's not that they're weird. It's just you two don't mesh. I'm like, I'm going to do it on a Thursday because I have an automatic out because I have the radio show. So I have to leave by a specific time. So if it's bad, I can be, oh, crap, you know, got to go to the show.
Look at the time. No watch, no clock anywhere. But
but I kind of knew the moment you walked up, you were wearing a button-up shirt that had scooters on it. And those people who know me, my love of scooters and 60s culture and the mod culture, I saw that and I was, and I hate to say it, but I knew. I was like, we're in it. Me and him. So It was awkward. I'm not going to lie.
It was, yeah.
A little awkward.
Always the first dates are always usually awkward, you know?
And I think after the first 10 or so minutes, once we both kind of relaxed and started talking more and kind of getting over that initial butterflies, it was great.
Yeah, it was.
So great that I was like, when the time came, I was like, oh, crap, why did I do this? Because I have to leave. And I was like, oh, I don't want this date to really end. So I just, I didn't even think. Yes. I just said.
So 5 years later, this date has never ended.
This date has never ended. So you came on the show with me.
Yep.
And I dropped you off at home. And
Yeah. And then
we were kind of inseparable ever since.
Yeah.
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 Right?
Yeah.
And then you met Daniel, I think, maybe 6 months or so after we dated. Maybe around there.
I think it was a couple months. A few months.
It was a few months?
It was in the summer because we went golf cart riding.
That's right.
I don't know what golf carts are, but we went golf cart riding.
Well, we played mini golf.
Yes,
and
that's it.
You went.
And you went batting cages or something.
Yeah. Just a fun kind of like, oh, you know, he seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
This feels like it's going somewhere. Introduce him to Hunter.
Yep.
And you liked him.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
I was going to say, you probably don't remember. You were 10 years old.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about this the other day, and I said to, like, kids go through these two kind of periods where they do an insane amount of growing. So from, like, when you were, like, say, 3 to 6,
mm-hmm.
a three-year-old is way different than a six-year-old, right? There's a lot of growth, a lot of physical change that happens. And then from like 10, 11 to now. Mm-hmm. So I said to Daniel, I'm like, when we started dating, Hunter was a child.
Yep.
Like, you were a child. You were 10.
Yeah. You got taller. His hair got taller. He's, you know.
Your voice deepened. You got hair on your chest. You're a man.
You're a man. Welcome to manhood.
It's just weird, right? Like, that he was able to see that progression in you. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Happy.
Happy.
You know, pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool cats.
Cool cats. So, I do want to say something that doesn't really relate to this, but it kind of does. So Punks and Parkas is a podcast as well. Mm-hmm. So I'd be amiss if I didn't say this. So a lot of people have been getting the show on Podomatic. Yep. Podomatic links to such things as iTunes and whatever else, Google Play, all those apps. To this show. Yeah. I'm going to start doing it this show because it's next week. You will no longer be able to get the show on Podomatic.
Yeah.
Sorry. There are still lots of ways for you to listen. And I hope in a couple of weeks I'll get Punks and Parkas back on iTunes through UMFM.
Yeah.
UMFM does carry the show. You can subscribe through UMFM. It's kind of the same. I just don't want to give Podomatic my money anymore. It's just not worth it. I've had too many difficulties with them. I'm like,
it's like big companies make the worst garbage.
They really do. And their customer service is crap.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, well, actually, they tried to make right, but I'm done. Yeah. So if you are still interested in listening to the show, umfm.com, go to programming, go to Thursday nights, find Punks and Parkas. You can stream it. You can download it, I think. And you can subscribe.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Do it.
And you can always catch us on the Get face. It.
Yes. Out of Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
Word up, Brooklyn. That's a white person
I'm
trying
terrible.
To.
Terrible. I'm sorry. But yeah, definitely catch us and Maud Marty and lots of other great shows on the face. Do we have anything else to talk about?
No.
Oh, Punk Rock Flea Market's coming up.
Yes, coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
We had a really good record sale last week.
Yes, so. We did. You went. I stayed home with the pets.
Yep.
Yep.
And you did pretty good. Yes.
Made sure the dog didn't eat the cat.
Yeah. Or the cat didn't eat the dog.
Well, I think the cat would probably win in that situation. Mabel's a little docile when it comes to Zach. So. But yeah, catch us at the Punk Rock Flea Market. We still have a lot of inventory and a lot of good inventory. We didn't get rid of all the good stuff.
Yep.
So, and we held some stuff back.
We got you. Don't worry about it. We got you guys.
You okay there, kiddo?
Kind of.
Excuse you.
Sorry.
So I guess we got more music.
Let's get some more music.
So Sparks.
I did not know about Sparks until about 3 years ago when you took me to that documentary.
Right.
Well, an awesome documentary.
Technically, Maud Marty took us to that documentary.
Yes.
Yeah. I was aware of Sparks. Like, it's again, one of the talking heads. I was aware of them because they're like a artist, right? Like, so I was aware. I mean, I've been in UMFM for 15 years forever. So you hear these names, you hear songs, you recognize that, but I didn't know a lot about them. And Maud Marty and his wife were like, hey, there's a Sparks documentary you got at Cinematheque, which is our like art house theater. Yep. You guys want to come? And I was like, oh yeah, I'd love to learn more about Sparks, like, because I don't know a lot. And you were
I have no clue. I'm like, who the heck are Sparks? Like,
and what? You went down a rabbit hole.
They're amazing. It's like their combination of T-Rex, David Bowie, Queen, Weird Al Yankovic, all thrown into one.
Hunter, remember that time you guys were dancing in the booth to Angst in My Pants?
Yeah.
That's Sparks. Huh. Yeah, you went hard.
Yeah.
So this is from their latest release.
Yeah. Mm. This is The Girl is Crying in Her Latte.
She is.
No, I wouldn't like it in my latte. I don't
Is it due to the rain, or is she in some pain? She looks physically fine, guess it's something benign. The girl is crying in her latte, yeah. The girl is crying in her latte, sad. The girl is crying in her latte, wow. The girl is crying in her latte, bad. Now she's leaving the place. Someone's taken a place. Orders, then takes a seat.
looks like it's a repeat. The girl is crying in her latte, yeah. The girl is crying in her latte, sad. The girl is crying in her latte, wow. The girl is crying in her latte, bad. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people. The girl is crying in her latte, yeah. The girl is crying in her latte, sad. The girl is crying in her latte, wow. The girl is crying in her latte, bad. Every day was the same. Tried to figure the game. They all ordered the same. Guess this world is just lame. The girl is crying in her latte, yeah. The girl is crying in her latte, sad. The girl is crying in her latte, wow. The girl is crying in her latte bath. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people, so many people are crying in their latte. The girl is crying in her latte, yeah. The girl is crying in her latte, sad. The girl is crying in her latte, wow. The girl is crying in her latte, bad.
Mrs. Will ya make me tea? Make love to me. Put on the telly. To the BBC. To the BBC. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three, BBC Four, BBC Five, BBC Six, BBC Seven, BBC Heaven.
Mrs. William, make me tea. Make love to me. Put on the telly. To the BBC. To the BBC. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three, BBC Four, BBC Five, BBC Six, BBC Seven, BBC Heaven.
Will ya let me take my love to me? Put on the telly. To the BBC. To the BBC.
But I don't Waterloo sunset.
Guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the spiders from Mars. They played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Like some cat from Japan, he could lick 'em by smiling. He could leave 'em to hang. Became on so loaded, man. Well hung in snow white tan. Time, jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the gnat with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, the man I had to
time. Yes.
Anytime is a great time for Bowie in my mind.
That was Ziggy Indeed. Stardust and the Spiders from Mars singing Ziggy Stardust.
From, yeah. So this is a show celebrating your fifth anniversary on there, and our fifth anniversary is a couple. And you picked these songs to kind of like put the summary of the last 5
years.
So I'm assuming Ziggy Stardust and David Bowie because I'm a huge ass fan.
That and we saw the David the
we did
the Ziggy Stardust
Moon Age Daydream.
Moon Age Daydream plus the concert.
Oh yes, I took you to and the concert. Yeah.
And
yeah,
we were actually in the alleyway where they took the picture for this.
That was like the one thing I wanted to do that trip when we went to London. I was like, if we don't get to do that, I'll be upset. And I was very happy.
Yeah. And the amazing Ming Tea with BBC.
Well, before that, it was Waterloo Sunset.
Waterloo Sunset, because we kept singing that every time we'd go over top of the London Bridge.
Right. Go past Waterloo Station. How can you not?
Right.
Right. Ming Tea. BBC. Austin Powers.
Because we're both weird.
Yeah, and just, we love it. Yeah, I asked you while I was playing. I was like, so why? Like, I get it because I love it, but why? And you're like, just fits. It's just weird. Us. We love it.
You love Austin Powers?
We're goofy people. We really are.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
So we're just about done. We got 2 songs. We're going to try our hardest to get to both of them. I don't think we're going to.
No.
Lucifer Sam by Pink Floyd, because I love Pink Floyd.
Because I didn't know anything about Pink Floyd.
Apart from
Dark Side of the Moon. Yeah.
You know. Like, you knew The Wall. You knew Dark Side.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
And I love, like, the early stuff is my jam.
And I heard this song, and I'm like, yep.
Yep. Yeah. I used to pull this. This is when I used to pull out at the clubs when I DJ'd all the time. Yeah. And we're going to try to get to Perfect Day by Lou Reed.
Yeah.
Aw. Because our first date was perfect.
Yes.
Aw, you're sweet. I love you.
And that's the correct answer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am. So Pink Floyd, Lucifer Sam. We'll catch you guys next week.
See you guys.
Bye.
Sitting by your side, always by your side. That cat's something I can't explain. He's the right side, oh no. That cat's something I can't be a hip cat, be a ship's cat somewhere.
Annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, LA indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist Witch, renowned Sandscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
South of Heaven Tattoos is an all about the ink. If you're looking for piercings of any style, we've got you covered. Our two certified, professionally trained piercers are both skilled at handling children's piercings, guaranteed to make that first visit a pleasant, memorable experience, offering longer appointment times and numbing cream when needed. We also offer a full line of great aftercare products and quality jewelry at affordable prices. Check out our huge selection of exotic stones, gold, and titanium. Located at 970 St. Mary's Road, we're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday from noon till 6.